Blog Talk Radio.
The scattered words and empty thoughts seem to pour from my heart. I've never felt so torn before. Seems I don't know where to start. But it's now that I feel you bridge for that rain. From every fingertip washing away my pain.
Dealing, you know, with the in-laws and outlaws, like they say, and You know, we pray for God to bring peace upon our families at this time, too. And let us be thankful for what, you know, the Lord has given us through the year. And that's what Thanksgiving is all about, is about what the Lord has given us through the year, for us to be thankful for that and for our freedom that we have in our country. And that's very important. How you doing, Robert?
Hey, Stan, I'm doing very good tonight. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in all of our lives. I give him praise, glory, and honor for the manifestation of his presence in my life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's awesome what the Lord does in our lives every day, and just walking this thing out, you know, walking the Christian life out is what we're supposed to do, not just on Sunday mornings, but every day of our life is to walk like Jesus. And I know, you know, at times it can be hard, but, you know, still, you know, pick up where you left off and just start anew, because Jesus died for our sins. He paid for all those mistakes that we made, and we just ask the Lord to take these things and wash us clean, and he will, because he paid that price for that. He paid that price for that mistake you made, and he'll start changing you from the inside out, and that's the main thing. But I also want to talk a little bit about, you know, I went to the Power and Love conference over last week, and we're talking about being led by the Spirit, and a lot of students from the Power and Love was being led by the Spirit and actually, you know, prayed and healed a lot of people through the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And it was awesome, because when you get led by the Spirit, that means the Holy Spirit within you is guiding you to help another person out. And what's so awesome is in the Bible, in the Word of God, Jesus was led by the Spirit all the time. You know, like the lady at the well, he was led by the Spirit to tell that lady about her life and all the things that she did in her life, and to actually show who he was to her and to witness to that small city that she was in. So he was led by the Spirit in that turn and that type of thing. And it's all through the Bible where Jesus was led by the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit speaking to the crowd, speaking to people who was possessed by demons. He was led by the Spirit many times in the Bible, as the believers are going to be led, you know, in the Spirit. And it's awesome, because led by the Spirit is tremendously, and it could even go to, you know, you going to Walmart or going to the grocery store and you led to, you know, give the cashier a dollar or something like that. That's being led by the Spirit too. So, you know, it's just God leading you in your walk, your everyday walk, and leading you not to do things. He does lead you not to do things in your walk, too. Like, you know, don't turn at this stop sign because it might be a wreck, you know, around the corner. Or, you know, being led in many different ways, and that's very awesome how he leads his children. And, you know, he is the shepherd, and he is there to lead us. That's what it's all about. He's there to lead us. But we've just got to, you know, tune our ears into him. If we don't have, also, say, a relationship with him, it's hard for us to hear, you know, hear the shepherd's voice, because we got to have that relationship with him. That's through reading the Word and actually, you know, talking to him and spending some time with him every day. Now, Robert, I know you get a lot of words of knowledge, too. Now, how does that tie into some of the stuff you're going to talk about?
Well, one of the first things I would like to point out, and you mentioned it just when you first started off about Jesus being led of the Spirit. Jesus said in the book of John chapter 5, I believe it's verse 19, one of the places you can read it first. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. What he sees the Father do, for what things soever he does, those also does the Son likewise." Jesus said and made the same comment, same chapter, again in verse 30, "I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me." The Holy Spirit, Jesus was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and he did no mighty miracles until after he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There was nothing recorded that he did. He did nothing to draw attention to himself, and he constantly gave glory and honor to the Father and said that the things that he was doing because the Father was showing him to do it. Well, John chapter 14, Jesus said that Father was going to send the Comforter to the church. The Comforter's main function was to parent us. He said, I will not leave you orphaned, but I will send the Comforter in chapter 14, verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. The word comfortless there means he's not going to leave us orphans. The Holy Spirit is going to be a parent figure in our lives. He is going to come and infill us with the holy presence and fire of our Heavenly Father. He is going to, if you look at chapter 16, I believe it's in verse 13. Let's go to 13. It says, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He will reveal the future to you. He will show you things that are about to take place so that you can avoid an accident like you was talking about. He will show you things to come like he did me one Wednesday night. I left choir practice, and I wasn't even a quarter of a mile away from my house when the Holy Spirit said, pull over. I immediately pulled over, and a car went by me sideways in my lane, and then I pulled right back on to the road, came the rest of the way to the house, singing, worshiping, and praising the Lord just like I was doing right before he told me to pull over. So the Holy Spirit, he reveals things to us, and he shows us things which are to come so that we can respond and avoid disaster and problem. He shows us Father's perfect plan and will. When we hear him speak to us, Jesus said, I am not doing these works. It is the Father within who does the works. If you look at John chapter 14, verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. Well, how was the Father dwelling within him? Father's Spirit completely consumed Jesus. From the inside out, the Holy Spirit is ministering Father's plan and will in our lives. He is doing the work from within us. And if we allow him to lead us and to guide us like he's supposed to, if we allow him to parent us like he's supposed to, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is a positive, will produce the same type of outcome that we saw in Jesus' life, that we saw in Peter and the rest of the apostles, the deacon Stephen, Paul, and everyone else throughout the history, people, mighty men and women of God like John G. Lake, Catherine Kuhlman, Smith Wigglesworth, and people today like Kenneth Copeland, Benny Hinn, Andrew Womack. These are people that we can relate to today who are Spirit-led, full of the Spirit of God, speaking with truth, power, and authority, and signs and wonders are following them because they are being led of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen. It's kind of awesome to see how, you know, God works through us every day. And one thing that I've noticed is when you and Christ are bonded together and the Holy Spirit's living inside of you, your thoughts that you think is you can most likely be his thoughts, could be his words to you. Like you're thinking of, you know, there's people that wrote songs and all of a sudden they're like, I just thought of this thing one day. It was this perfect song, and now millions of people are listening to it. It's just something simple that I thought, and 100% of the times it wasn't them. It was the Holy Spirit speaking to them. Hey, try this. You know, certain things like that, and it's like we're so when you have received the Lord and the Holy Spirit has came into you, you are bonded together as one, and you don't, people don't realize that he's actually in you. He's communicating through you. And what is so embarrassing is that we pay no attention to him. We pay no attention to him when he's warning us, when he's guiding us. We pay no attention because we think we know it all. And that's the reason why the Lord sent him to us, because we don't know it all. We can't do anything without him. And we're so reliable on our carnal knowledge, what our mom and daddies and our families taught us, instead of what God is trying to teach us. So sometimes we need that word of knowledge. We need to listen to that small, quiet, loving voice in the background. We need to listen to him. We need to follow him. We need to let him guide our lives. And a lot of times we don't. And then we end up in trouble, and then we wonder why. And that's what he is there for. He's there to guide us in every move of our life, not just to tell us what church to go to or something biblically. It's to guide us in every walk of our life. And when you're a minister, you use him, and you use him so much. You use him for healing. You use him for words of knowledge. You use for him. You use him for guidance. You use him to guide you in the Word. You use him for all type of things, and he's like an everyday tool that the Lord has put in your life to teach you, and you rely on him in ministry. You need to rely on him in your everyday life too, not only in ministry but in your everyday life too. And it's very cool, because today I was out ministering out the street, and I was asking Jesus. I said, "Jesus, I need somebody to be guided to pray for." And the first thing he showed me was a dove. He's like, "Ask the Holy Spirit." That's what I'm there for. Ask him. Ask him. And then I started working with the Holy Spirit, and he started guiding me to many things, because he is the teacher. He sent him for a purpose. It's like he sent a school teacher to you to teach you and to lead you. So the Holy Spirit ain't just, you know, somebody there to sit along the side. He's there to teach you and to guide you. And the relationship with him is like what Christ had. Christ had a relationship with the Holy Spirit. He talked through his mouth. He did all type of things. And just like Christ said, he said, "If I don't go up to the Father and pour the Spirit upon y'all, you know, you won't have no power. You won't have anything." So so what was in Jesus, he had to pour out upon amongst us for us to have this power. So Jesus gave his power. The power that he had, he gave it to us, to his body of believers. That's what he gave it to. And we do have the power that he has. And I'm not saying that he won't guide you. He will guide you in that. He will lead you in many different gifts of the Spirit. There's gifts of the Spirit, but the same Spirit all these gifts come from. It ain't something that's added to you. It's just a key that Christ turns on in you where you can operate in this gift. And a lot of people says, "Well, I'm going to behold a mantle of being prophetic, you know, somebody it teaches prophecy, and I've got to get a mantle of this." It's not that. You've already got it. It's just not opened up yet. Everything that is in you, and I have heard people say, you know, "Holy Spirit, fill me up. Holy Spirit, fill me up." And I have been guilty of that myself. And the Holy Spirit laughs at that. He's like, "You can't be no more filled up of me than you already are." He was already laughing. He was laughing through me one day. I was just laughing, and then I was speaking in tongues, and I heard a translation in my mind. It was like, "Being filled with me, that's funny, because you already are." Like that. And he thought it was funny. He's like, "How can you be any more filled up with me, and I'm already here?" You know.
Come on.
He said, "You just gotta pay me some attention, man." You know. So it's,
come on.
It's paying attention of the Spirit, and it's so many wacky things out here that they say you need this, you need that, you need to do this certain prayer, you need to do that. Once you receive Christ and you get baptized, not only in water, but baptized by the Spirit, you have everything. You have everything. That's, you're already set up, ready for shop.
That's right.
But Lord Jesus will turn on different gifts at times when you're ready for them. But it ain't nothing that he gives you. It's something that you already have. It needs to be activated in you. So that's about the only thing. It's nothing nobody can give you more than you already have when you're when you're baptized and the Lord Jesus is living in your heart, it's already there.
Yeah.
But walking in the Spirit's awesome, man. It's awesome to help people with too.
Amen. Amen. And Stan, you mentioned a couple good points. One about when you get in, if you don't let the Holy Spirit lead you, you can get yourself into some trouble. I'd like to touch on that, but before I do, I'm going to say this. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus did everything he did led by the Holy Spirit. Didn't say nothing, and he didn't do anything that the Holy Spirit didn't reveal to him to do. The Holy Spirit is our direct connect to the Father. The Holy Spirit is what gives us that line of connection. Like it's like being plugged into his outlet and his source. That's what the Holy Spirit does. The kingdom of heaven, which our Father lives and dwells in, the Holy Spirit gives us here on earth direct access to everything that the kingdom has. Like you just said, all those things are already within us. All the gifts, all the calling, all the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, all of that is revealed through us by the Holy Spirit. All the gifts of the Spirit, everything that pertains to righteousness and godliness is revealed through us by the Holy Spirit. Once you receive Jesus, you clean up your temple so that you can then house the Holy Ghost. Once you have cleansed your temple, the Holy Spirit has the capacity to live and dwell within you forever through the sacrifice of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb of God cleanses us of all unrighteousness so that our mansions are now suitable for the presence of our Heavenly Father. We can now house the presence of the sovereign God within us because of Jesus's obedience. And so what we have done is we've accepted Father's gift of salvation, which gave us our ability to house his Spirit. Once we have the Holy Spirit baptism, we can now go out and do what we see and read Jesus doing. Jesus told his disciples in chapter 1 of the book of Acts, verse 8, "But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." This group of disciples was getting ready to go out and try to overthrow the Romans. Right before this, Peter asked Jesus, "When are we going to see the kingdom restored unto Israel?" Well, they were still missing the point of why Father sent the Son. Father never intended for mankind to rule over mankind. Father intended for mankind to rule over the works of his hands and nothing else. So there was not going to be any overthrowing the Romans. The only thing that was getting overthrown was the hearts of men, so that men could learn how to submit unto God, receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, and then accept the gift of the Holy Ghost so that they can be the fullness of the Godhead bodily. One of the things that I have learned from allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me, when you depend on the Spirit, it causes you to eliminate other choices and sources. You completely get to the place where you're not considering anything else. You get to the place where you're not thinking about choosing something contrary to God, choosing something contrary to what the word of the Lord says concerning his creation. All you want to do is satisfy your Father, please your Father, by letting the Holy Spirit lead you, by praying in tongues, praying without ceasing continually. You cause your heart and your mind to focus on relationship with your Creator, which causes you to walk in such a supernatural bond with him. And because of that supernatural bond with him, signs and wonders follow you, like we see in the life of Jesus the Messiah. That is
Amen.
The purpose of having the Holy Spirit consuming you, so that you can walk in the glory of the Lord, and he can see himself in you the way he designed man in the beginning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's one thing that people get confused about the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord really means that the fear that you want, that you're going to mess up your relationship with the Lord. You love him so much. You're so honored by him, and you're so loved with him. It's just like when you first meet your girlfriend or you first meet your wife or whatever. You love her so much that you would do nothing to harm her. You will do nothing to harm a hair on her head. And the Lord wants a relationship with you like that, where you would do nothing to mess up that relationship. You would do nothing to spite him. You will do nothing like that. Not that you're scared that he's going to zap you or he's going to throw you in damnation. It's that you don't want to break his heart. You don't want to do anything like it, because you have that full relationship with him. You got that full love with him. You don't want to do anything to hurt him, and you just don't. You don't want to lose the presence off of you. You just want that. You just want him to stay in his favor at all times, not because you're sure he's going to zap you or going to curse your family or something crazy like that, because you love him. That's why. Not because of fear, just because of the love you have with him. And then when you build that relationship and he's really building up your life, and you will see that blessing to keep coming on you and your family, and you will do nothing to mess up that relationship, because you'll build up that love and that bond with him. Not because you're scared of him, just because you have a relationship and you don't want to damage that relationship. That's the type of fear he wants in you. He wants the fear of his love is so strong for you. His love is so much on you that you don't want to mess that up. You want to keep it flowing the way it is. You're so addicted to the Lord that you can't fall away from him. You want him so bad. You want him so much that you cannot fall away from him. And that's the fear he's talking about, not the fear that he's going to spike you with a big old lightning bolt, or he's going to, the ground's going to open up, you're going to fall into a hole or anything. It's because the love. That's the fear he has for you, the love. He wants you to love him so much that you will do nothing but obey him. You will do nothing but do great things for him. That's the type of relationship he wants with you. And a lot of people get that confused, and, you know, and they go the other way with it. Then when they go with the fear that the enemy has and try to add that to God, then when they add the bad fear to it, and then it starts turning around on them and start turning them against God. And that ain't the fear that the Lord wants. He wants the love. He wants your love. He wants your all. He don't want something that you're going to be scared to run from him. He don't want that, because it's been like that for hundreds of years, and he don't want that no more. He wants his children to come to him. That's what he wants at this day and time. He wants his church to come to him in love, not in fear, but in love. And I'm not going to go with any crazy grace message, you know, oh, you've got to, you know, all this and that. There is things that you need to get right with you. You need, it's basically inside of you. The Holy Spirit is there, but you've got to let him work on you. You've got to let him transform you. Stay in the Word. Talk to him. Pray, you know. Keep that relationship. The relationship is what is going to change you. The relationship with the Lord, staying in his presence, is what's going to change you. If you don't have a relationship with anybody, I mean, even with a friend, if you don't have a relationship with a friend, you ain't going to know your friend, and you're going to have a bond with him. But the thing about the Lord is when you have a relationship with him, he changes you. He turns you into that new man. He turns you into that Christ-like person. And that's what we want. We want to be in that Christ-like person, because when somebody sees us, they see Christ. And that's what it's all about, is when they see us, they see Christ. And then You know, people say, was Jesus like this guy? This guy is so nice. I hope Jesus was just like this guy, because that's what you want somebody to say about you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stay in that relationship with him, you'll start reflecting that, and that's what it's all about right there. But at this time,
amen,
what I'm going to do, I'm going to throw us right into a song. We're going to have Elevate 8 Nation come on this Saturday. He's going to be talking about their group. It's a worship R&B band, and they are out in Ohio. They're blowing the streets up. They're a new group. They're an anointed group that the Holy Spirit is upon this group and upon their music, and it touches you. And I'm going to play, it's called Holy Spirit. We'll be right back. Money to buy bus tickets to make it back home, and a group came together and got enough money and put him on a greyhound and sent him back home. So it's
okay.
it was some awesome testimonies, and this is a great group, and I really encourage everybody to listen to us, you know, Saturday morning at 10 a.m., man. And
amen.
It's great. But, at this time, if anybody's not accepted the Lord, I ask you to say his prayer with us. Just put your hands together or hold your hands open, however you want to do this. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to come and live with inside of my heart.
I ask you to come and live with inside my heart.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I ask you to remove all the sins that I've ever done. I give them all to you, Lord.
I ask you to remove all the sins I've ever committed. I give them all to you, Lord.
I believe that you died on the cross for me, Lord.
I believe that you died on the cross for me, Lord.
And rose again on the third day for me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. If anybody said this prayer, the Lord has just came to their heart. The Holy Spirit has just came with inside their heart. And I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. And at this time, I would like anybody that has any pain that's listening to this broadcast, I ask you to take your left hand and just put your hand on your knee, wherever the pain is at this time. I ask you just to put your hand there on the place where you're having pain. I'm feeling now that somebody's having neck pain. There's neck pain going on now. In Jesus' name, I command it to leave now in Jesus' name. I command it to break loose. The enemy has no authority there, and I command the spirit of pain to break loose. Father, I want to thank you for my audience. I ask you in Jesus' name to remove all the pains and infirmities that they have now. Wherever their hand is, Father, I ask you to remove the pain from that part of the body now, and I ask you to make it whole now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for them. I thank you for this audience, and I ask you to bless this audience too. Also, just bring your peace upon them now, Father. Bring your peace upon them now, Father, in Jesus' name. Just fill their area up with your peace. Just blow your peace into the area. And actually tonight, the spirit of joy, the Lord has been opening the spirit of joy to come upon us. I ask the spirit of joy just hit them too. Just give them that laugh of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. Just hit them now, Father. Just hit them now with your joy. Thank you, Father. Just fill them up with your joy. And I command all those infirmities to leave now in Jesus' name. You have no authority. I take y'all's authority. I crush it by the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, and I command it to break loose now in Jesus' name. I command all to be gone now. 100% all pain gone now. And I would like to ask everybody, if anybody that has actually had a healing from this, I ask you to just go to the Healing Light page and just let us know what type of pain it was, what type of sickness it was, and let us know what has happened to you, how this has touched your life. And just send us a word or just, you know, send us a message on the Healing Light Show on Facebook, and we would really appreciate it. And any time that somebody has a sickness that they want us to pray for during the week, just don't think twice, but just put it on the Healing Light page and let us know, and we will pray for you. And I do also ask you to follow the Blog Talk Show. When you follow the Blog Talk Show, when we make a new show or get ready to set up a new show, you will get an email of this show getting ready to broadcast, and it will let you know ahead of time of what's going on. And I do ask you to become a friend of mine, Stan Shell, on there, because I will have shows on there, and I will post it on the Healing Light Show where, you know, I will keep you informed of, you know, what show is coming on. If I get a word of knowledge about something and the Lord is touching me, I will put it on the Facebook page, let y'all know what's going on, what the Lord is saying. It might be something to help your life and help move you forward in your life. I mean, I never know what the Lord's going to give me, but he knows your situations, he knows your problems, and he knows the right thing to say to you to lead you in the right place. And that's what, you know, being filled with the Spirit and being led by the Spirit, that's what it's all about. And anytime that you get on Facebook and sign up to this, you will actually see this. You will see, you know, the Lord working through your life. He works through your life anyway, but we like to be a vessel for the Lord to work for you. So I'd like to thank everybody that's listening to this show tonight. I want to thank Robert Hager, as always. He's a great friend of mine, and he really blesses this show with all his gifts. Thank you, Robert.
Well, you're welcome, Dan. I'm glad that the Holy Spirit is using me to in this way.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I want to thank everybody from the McCleary Modern that's listening to this show. We welcome more of y'all to listen into this show when you have time, whether it's on podcast or live. And we welcome all of y'all, too, from our workplace. And it's always amazing to hear that one of them's listening to the show. But
yeah.
Like I said, tune in Saturday and listen to Elevate 8 Nation and hear their testimony, how the Lord has touched them, and see all type of things that the Lord has did through their lives. But, yeah,
hey,
I want to thank y'all again.
Hey, Stan,
go ahead,
how
Robert.
Much time do we have? How much time do we have?
We got a little bit more.
Okay, can I? You mind if I give a couple quick testimonies to
sure,
lead the
go ahead, Robert.
People out with? Okay,
go ahead.
Last night, the wife and I were at McDonald's here in Lincoln, and I was sitting in line. I had just placed our order, and I reached in my pocket, pulled out a wallet, and I put it back in my pocket because it was change that I used to give everybody at work. And I reached in another pocket, pulled out a separate wallet, and I was getting ready to pull some money out when this man walks up and takes his bank card and swipes it and says, "I felt led to buy your dinner tonight." That is what we're talking about tonight, being led of the Spirit. This man, whom I've never seen, came up and paid for my wife and I's lunch, dinner last night, and we were just so grateful. I kept the receipt, and I told him that I was going to give testimony all week long about what God did through him and how he allowed the Holy Spirit to use him to be a blessing in our lives last night. And I have that receipt, and I'm keeping it in my wallet just as a point of contact to tell people about what it's like to be led of the Spirit. This man was obedient. God used him. He heard the voice of the Lord, and he obeyed
Amen.
The voice of the Lord. Well,
Amen.
on top of that, Saturday morning at work, I get into work, and there was a fellow employee already there working, and the Holy Spirit told me to buy that person's lunch, a breakfast. So I walk around the corner, see who it is, and I said, "Well, Lord, he don't normally buy breakfast." And Holy Spirit told me then, when I asked, I said, "What's he going to eat?" Holy Spirit said, "Buy him a steak, egg, and cheese biscuit." I said, "Okay." And I walk over to him, and I said, "Hey, Andy, Holy Spirit told me to buy your breakfast. What would you like?" And Andy said, "A steak, egg, and cheese biscuit." The Holy Spirit
Amen.
Knew. He knew what Andy wanted. And I told
yeah.
Andy, I said, "Andy, you have the testimony now to tell everybody that God is moving in your life. And I have the testimony to tell everybody that God is speaking to me and I'm hearing his voice." That's what being
Amen.
Led of the Spirit is all about. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I know when we was at Fire and Love, we was asking to be led to many different places there in Wilmington, North Carolina. And we kept on getting led to McDonald's. This is like the first or sixth day we was out on the street doing street ministry. And the address that the Lord put in our mind was like 223 or something like that. And we was looking for this address on Mickey D's, but we went to this one McDonald's and we ate there. And there was a lady sitting at the table right beside me, my wife, and my friend and his wife. And we heard her. She was like, "Oh, you know, I just had dental surgery." She just had her wisdom teeth cut out, and she was in pain. She took medication, but it wasn't really working. She was still in pain. So we saw that was an opportunity to witness to her about the Lord. So I asked her, I said, "Ma'am, would you want to see that pain gone?" And she's like, sure I do. She's like, how are you going to do that? I said, let me see your hand a minute. And I grabbed her hand, I prayed up in Jesus' name, pain leave. And instantly all the pain left her jaw, and her eyes got
Amen.
As big as saucers. And she just looked at the floor. She didn't know what to do. Then she went straight to the bathroom, and we didn't know why she went to the bathroom, but she worked at Mickey D's. She was waiting to go to work. And she told us, she said, it looks like I need to learn to pray more often. And she went back here and told everybody in the kitchen. They was all looking at us, and everybody's coming out being nice to us in Mickey D's. And I was like, the Lord really touched that lady. And
Amen.
Finally, and what was so awesome was that there wasn't a Mickey D's that we got the word of knowledge for. We actually went on to Carolina Beach and found the exact address. And in that Mickey D's, there was a single mom that was going through distress sitting in there eating a cheeseburger. And we got to witness
wow.
to her and talk to her a little
Amen.
Bit. We couldn't go in there
Amen.
Full force because it's just me and my buddy because our wives didn't go in with us. But sometimes if you got a woman with you, it's a little bit easier to witness to a lady. But we did get to say something to her. My friend Mike got to say something to her and try to make her feel a little bit better. And we did touch her with a little bit of the love of Christ. And she was, you know, at ease when he got done speaking to her and stuff. And we still got
Amen.
The job done. That's what it's all about, you know.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
It was amazing things. But, you know, everybody, listen to that soft voice and, you know, the voice is going to be a love. If it's not a love, that ain't the Holy Spirit. It's something else. But, you know, listening to the voice and figure out, have a concerning spirit, you know, concern what you're listening to. Make sure it is the Holy Spirit because the enemy can mess with you. But once you build that relationship up with the Holy Spirit, you will know his voice and you will be led by him. And just do that. Just listen to him. Listen to what you're listening to, what the voice is saying to you. Make sure it is of God. But when you learn that it is of God, you know, follow that voice and let it protect you. Let it lead you. And that's what this whole thing tonight has been about, is letting God lead you in your life and making the right decision. And with that, I want to say good night to everybody, and God bless every one of y'all.
Good night.
What if, things from my past not dealt with, haunting me, I see things wrong, there's some filth up in my laundry, this ain't what you buy for me, potter to the pottery, seems I lose my happiness like money to the lottery, bet that, these what ifs in my closet got me set back, forget the healer from my head that, I'm this August dressing a death match with my flesh trapped in a battle for contentment, the plan of God is perfect, why I'm thankful that forgiveness right, for my doubts forgetting the privilege the sun gets, still battle pain from the first girl I fell in love with, still pushing the deal when I'm not reaching the public, but forever tag you, and Lord, I adore you, I'll never jump ship. I got so many wounds that I'm just recognizing, you made them surface to push my spirit to exercise them, you see the thread is rising, revive my heart for the glow, this is just part of the road, these what ifs are starting to go away.
What if you got everything you've ever wanted? And what if you missed the true gift, misguided by the eye? What if life passed you by? What if life passed you by?
Father, come heal the pain that makes us so a bit. Remind us daily that you won't relent. Heart closed, but you opened it. Burn parts that won't commit. Love us to what the rises and what is, we're over it. What if I had a fancy car and a baddest wife? Car typical, her love's conditional. Scars till I'm past the hype, like you can have this life. Some people miss it, now they wishing they get past the night. But I'm gonna follow you, cause your guidance is golden. You had a plan before you formed me, I'm finding my hope in you. Sometimes I question why I have been chosen. What if, you're silent, showing me that I should trust you more. Eyes full of love can lure us away. It happens cause part of our heart's still unreformed. I wanna feel you, I was happy to be number four. But make me change, not proud or vain. Humble to your purpose.
What if you got everything you've ever wanted? And what if you missed the true gift, misguided by the eye? What if life passed you by? What if life passed you by?
Listen, so never take the easy route and find yourself bleeding now. Don't pick up the world and put your Jesus down. Find rest in a raging sea, though you breathing now. And one
fix. Never stray from the savior you fell in love with. Guard your heart, all it takes is one slip. To happiness, grab it, quit asking what if.
What if you got everything you've ever wanted? What if you missed the truth, it's misguided by the